Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm excited about having Michael Simmons on the show, ladies and gentlemen. I met Michael a few weeks ago in New Orleans at the Enterprise Council for Small Business Summit. If you remember, I was there for a few days, and we did a little work down there, met a lot of cool people, including Michael Simmons. Michael is the CEO and the co-founder of the Extreme Entrepreneurship Tour, and folks, he's just a baby. But he's already gotten quite a few accolades for his work in entrepreneurship. Business Week, I believe it was, identified him as one of the country's top 25 entrepreneurs under 25. And now that he's had a couple of birthdays, he's had to qualify for the and he just recently recognized by Inc. magazine as one of the America's top 30 entrepreneurs under 30. Michael Simmons, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Jim. Super excited to be here.
It's good to have you here. Hey, Michael. So is there the Forbes award for top 35 under 35? I mean, you keep having these birthdays. You're going to run out of categories before long, aren't you?
Well, I think maybe there's a 40 under 40 award out there, but I don't know if it goes past that. I haven't seen any 50 under 50s.
I'm working on the 100 under 100 award myself. But hey, Michael, your organization is called the Extreme Entrepreneurship Tour. What were you thinking about when you guys put this? Your co-founder, you have a co-founder. What's his name? Her name?
Her name is Sheena Lindahl, who also happens to be my wife.
Oh, good. All right. I'm glad to know that. Congratulations. Looking forward to meeting her. Michael, what were you guys thinking when you thought about the Extreme Entrepreneurship Tour?
Well, we're each really inspired by the power that entrepreneurship has in someone's life. For me personally, when I was 16 years old, my friend and I, we co-founded a web development company, just creating websites for local businesses in our community. And it really changed my life, and I just saw a whole other world that was possible. You know, at 18 years old, we were able to charge just $100. We were able to charge $100 an hour, and, you know, the web developer charged $25 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
So we were able to make $75 an hour. And and then it wasn't for an hour that we worked. It was for an hour that somebody else worked.
Mm-hmm.
And so once, you know, we started growing that business, I was hooked. But we were the only people in our entire high school running a business, so two people out of 1,000.
Mm-hmm.
When I went to college, I, you know, figured this is such a powerful vehicle, more people are going to be exposed to it. So I went to school at NYU, 15,000 people. During my 4 years at NYU, I literally only met about 10 people, other student entrepreneurs there, and I was the president of the entrepreneurship group.
Right.
So I just was so wondering, you know, how can we expose more young people to entrepreneurship so that by the time they graduate college or graduate high school, entrepreneurship is a viable career path.
You know, Michael, this isn't that long ago. I mean, you're, as I said earlier, you're still a baby, and so I agree with you for this day and time. I mean, meaning in the last decade, for you to not be able to find any more, you know, young business owners, at least people trying to do something. That I'm surprised at that, as you say you were.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, the youth unemployment and unemployment rate is about 25%.
Yep.
So, you know, it's a viable path for.
So you and your wife felt that it was time to get the young people exposed to and educated about and indoctrinated a little bit into the possibilities of the marketplace.
Exactly. And, you know, the model we did was we actually felt that getting other young speakers, you know, there was a whole generation that, you know, of young entrepreneurs under 30,
yep,
sometimes under 25, who created a multi-million dollar business or, you know, a social enterprise. And we wanted to expose their stories to other students because we found that when they hear from people around their same age, that, you know, provided extra inspiration as well.
right.
just to see that it is something that's possible.
So what's the main focus of the Extreme Entrepreneurship Tour?
We look at the Extreme Entrepreneurship Tour as an exposure event to entrepreneurship. So our goal is for it to be that kind of lightning bolt that people have, you know, that they may not be aware of entrepreneurship at all. And after attending this event, they see, wow, this is a really cool path. I want to connect to my local resources, whether it's a small business development center to
Chamber of Commerce
to classes, Chamber of Commerce, and get connected to the resources out there.
So what you're hoping is through your tour that young people will be inspired and be exposed to these people and ideas that will cause the entrepreneurial sap to start rising in their bark. Is that what you're thinking?
That's exactly right.
Yeah, and so have you had one of the events yet?
Yep, we started in 2006, and we've now done over 250
okay.
events.
I didn't realize you'd done that. I didn't realize you'd done that many already. Congratulations.
Yep, we got a tour bus after we signed up the first 10 schools, and we just had two events last week. So we're.
And are these high schools?
Moving along.
Are these high schools?
They're almost all colleges.
Okay. All right. So you're going around to colleges. Are they small colleges? I mean, give us an example of some schools you've been to.
It does vary. So it's everywhere from like Oklahoma State University and Ohio State University to one of the ones was Hibbing Community College,
right,
which is in Northeast Minnesota.
Community college. Yep. There are a lot of those out there.
Exactly.
Go ahead.
You know, we found that we have the most residents in kind of smaller communities that aren't as close to the major cities and that often suffering from brain drain.
Right. Right, exactly. Well, good for you. And so you got a bus going around and you're having these events and you got speakers coming in to speak to these young people. How's the attendance been at these events?
It's been about 150 to 200 people per event.
That's pretty darn good.
Which for college we're really happy about.
That's really good. Hey, Michael, give us the website, please.
The website is www.extremetour.org.
Extremetour.org. And can they find out where your next events are going to be coming up?
We haven't actually posted our fall calendar yet, but that's where they'll be able to go closer to the beginning of the fall.
But they can keep up with it. Can they follow you there? Are there ways to follow you there from your website?
Yep. Our schedule is going to be there. We have a number of events in California.
Okay.
About 15 coming up.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to talk to Michael Simmons some more about this Extreme Entrepreneurship Tour after these messages. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. So I don't have to
dream alone. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.